हरि ओम तत्सत श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। व्यसिंग द लास्ट पार्ट ऑफ द कठोपनिषद इन द 15th मंत्र द 14th मंत्र उपनिषद डिस्कसेस द जीवन मुक्ति द पॉसिबिलिटी ऑफ जीवन मुक्ति negating others' views that jivan mukti is who think that mukti is only after the death. The view that mukti can be attained only after death, the possibility of jivan mukti is discussed in the 14th mantra which we saw yesterday. Then here again the 15th mantra also Upanishad states when all the desires resolve, means all the thoughts resolve, mind will be resolved for good. When the mind is resolved, there's no way of coming back again into this world assuming a body. That is how a person becomes absolutely immortal. There won't be a need for him to be subject to death. Therefore, martyaha amrutaha bhavati. And this is the teaching which we saw, the 15th mantra we saw yesterday. Now we are moving on to the 16th mantra. And all these mantras we are going to see again with the Bhashyam. Okay. 16th mantra I am doing now. Shatanchaikacha hridayasya nadyaha. Shatanchaikacha hridayasya nadyaha. Tasamurdhanam abhinisrutaika. तासामूर्धानम् अभिनिसृतैका तयोर्ध्वमायन्नमृतत्वमेति तयोर्ध्वमायन्नमृतत्वमेति विश्वं विश्वन्या उत्क्रमणे भवन्ति विश्वन्या उत्क्रमणे भवन्ति विश्वंगन्या उत्क्रमणे भवन्ति शतं चैकाच हृदयस्य नाड्यः तासामूर्धानम् अभिनिसृतैका तयोर्ध्वमायन्नमृतत्वमेति विश्वंगन्या उत्क्रमणे भवन्ति। सो श्रवणम विल ब्लेस अ पर्सन विद द नॉलेज रिपीट एंड लिसनिंग टू द अनफोल्डमेंट ऑफ सब्जेक्ट मैटर ऑफ द शास्त्रम डेफिनेटली इन ड्यू कोर्स ऑफ टाइम will help resolving the ignorance. But when we repeatedly dwell upon the same teaching for length of time, the doubts also should resolve. The doubts also will resolve. There will be clear understanding that I, the self, am the truth. And all that is there is nothing but the truth. And if the truth itself is looked upon as Ishvara, as a source of manifestation of knowledge, then we can also say all that is there is only Ishvara. All that is there is only the truth. So there is one secondless non-dual truth, reality. There's only Ishvara, only Bhagavan. It is this vision, it is this clear understanding one has to repeatedly dwell upon. If a person dwells upon this clear vision of all that is here is only Bhagavan, all that is here is only the truth, and that is Nididhyasanam, contemplation, of course, which should bless a person with the ascertained vision, which itself is freedom. This is what has been already made very clear. Okay. So there'll be liberation while living. A person can enjoy freedom while living in this world itself. When the parabdha gets exhausted, then a person can attain videha muktihi also. This is the benefit of, the ultimate benefit of attaining this wisdom. All this has been clearly discussed in all the mantras which we have already seen. Okay. Now what is said in this mantra? We'll see here. Shatancha yekacha hridayasya nadyaha. Shatancha yekacha. Shatam means 100. Yeka means 1. Nadi is a stilinga shabdaha. Therefore, shatam cha yeka cha nadyaha. Shatam nadyaha. 100 nadis. And yeka cha nadi. So, shatam cha yeka cha together means there are 101 nadis. There are 101 nadis. And nadis of what? Hridayasya nadyaha. There are nadis, the inexplicable subtle nadis which cannot be seen through physical eyes, which Shastram talks about. There are 101 nadis of the heart, and tasam of them, among them, yeka abhinisruta. Abhinisruta yeka. Abhinisruta yeka. Tasam, of those 101 nadis of the heart, yeka murdhanam abhinisrutaika. Abhinisruta. Yeka abhinisruta. Yeka nadi, one of the 101, actually, nisarati, sarati moves, nisarati goes out, abhinisarati goes out, emerges out, comes out, emanates out, we can say that. So, abhinisrita, one of those 101 nadis emerges out where murdhanam. Murdhanam. Murdha means head. Murdhanam abhinisruta. It emerges out of the crown, emerges out through the crown of the head. So if you want to see those nadis, you cannot see. But Shastram talks about it. We cannot disprove the existence of these nadis, nor can we prove, because it is not available for our perception, visual perception. They are very subtle. Even when the body is taken for dissection and all that, you can't get these nadis for dissection. It's not like our vessel, blood vessels or nerves, but they're much subtler than those which Shastram talks about, these nadis. Such nadis. And one of those 101 nadis emerges out through the crown of the head, Murdhanam Abhinisrita. And so what? It is possible for Jiva to go out through that nadi. Which means we can imagine how subtle it must be. This mantra states, Urdhvam Ayan. See, Ayati means goes. Ayati means Gachati. Ayati Agachati. Yati Gachati Ayati Agachati. Ayan Urdhvam Ayan means coming through that, or going out through that nadi, which goes through the crown of the head, a person amrtattvam eti. A person attains immortality. A person attains immortality. Anyaha Vishwang Utkramane Bhavanti. Anyaha Nadyaha. Anyaha Nadyaha. Other nadis. Vishwang. Vishwang means going in all directions. It doesn't go up. Other nadis go in different directions. Vishwang means all. Anyaha Vishwang Bhavanti means other nadis go in different directions. And those nadis actually contribute for retaining a person in rebirth. Utkramane Bhavanti. Utkramanam. Utkramanam in this context means they contribute for retaining a person in samsara. So other nadis which go in different directions retain a person in samsara. How other nadis retain? What it means is, if a person goes through that particular nadi which emerges out and which goes through the crown of the head, the person attains immortality. Which means, in order to travel through that nadi, a person must have special punyam. A person must have special punyam. See, you must be thinking, we want to listen to the nature of the reality. We want to know about our own sorupam. Why do you want to talk about something which you are not interested in? And I am talking about the Upanishad presents, discusses this mantra, talks about this. And Upanishad has to teach us all possibilities. You do Shravanam, Mananam, and you have clear understanding. If you have contemplative disposition, if you contemplate upon that clear vision, clear understanding, and if your understanding becomes ascertained, your moksha is right now here itself. Jivan Mukti is possible, Videha Mukti is possible, Sadhya Mukti. The other way of attaining moksha, if at all you ask, is there any other way of attaining moksha? Yes, there's only one more one other way of attaining moksha. That is, you have to travel through this nadi. And to, in order to travel through such a nadi, one must have really abundance of punyam. And that punyam one can earn only by doing specific practice of upasana and specific performance of rituals. And living a highly disciplined life throughout one's life. It is a great tapas. And even then, the punyam can take a person, animal person, go through the higher lokas, and there the person has attained jnanam. There again a person can attain moksha, which is krama muktihi. Is as a saguna brahma upasana phalam. If nirguna brahma upasanam is done, which is nididhyasanam, you attain jivan mukti, videha mukti, which is called sadyo muktihi. Otherwise, if upasanam is practiced, and if as a result of upasanam, and when the parabdha gets exhausted, upasana phalam will enable a person leave through this nadi. That is what is this mantra, without saying anything head and tail of what is this about. This mantra just says there are 101 nadis of the heart, and very few go upwards of them. Actually, that is not mentioned here. Eka tasam eka murdhanam abhinisrita. Of all of them, only one nadi specifically emerging out through the crown of the head goes upwards. And if a person who has earned punyam as a result of performing specific ritual, as a result of practicing saguna upasanam, having punyam, is capable of going through that specific nadi. Urdhvam ayan, going through a specific nadi, then finally he attains amrutatvam. So going through that nadi enables a person travel through shukla gati. He can go to Brahma Loka. There he can attain with krama mukti. Person who attains krama mukti also what attains videha mukti. I mean, he will not come back again. Otherwise, if a person does not have enough punyam, he cannot travel through that particular nadi, means other nadis which go in different directions. Anyaha vishwang, and vishwang, we can say gachanti, and utkramane bhavanti. They become the nadis which contribute for retaining a person in samsara. Utkam kramane bhavanti means they will retain a person samsara, means they contribute for having again punarjanma, rebirth. This is the meaning of this mantra. So there is no other way of attaining moksha. There are only krama mukti ways, okay? Either a person can attain krama mukti by going to Brahma Loka, attaining jnanam there, one can become liberated for good from bondage of samsara. And with going to the Brahma Loka, even there a person is dependent on knowledge for that mukti. Without jnanam, the fundamental problem cannot be resolved, without which there is no freedom at all. So for freedom, what you want is jnanam, whether here in this world or in higher world. And all this going to higher world, attaining jnanam there, and attaining krama mukti is all non-verifiable. But Shastram says, therefore, we do accept with great reverence. Why Shastram talks about it? Because it is not only it is non-verifiable, even going to the Brahma Loka, attaining jnana, going there itself involves tremendous efforts, because being able to travel through Shukla Gatihi, the solar path or bright path, is dependent on abundance of punyam, and for which one has to even travel to go upwards through this specific nadi, which goes through this breaking open the head, murdhanam. Even to go through that nadi, one must know how one can withdraw one sukshma and travel through that. For all that, a person needs punyam, for which a person must live very, very strictly a disciplined meditative life and performing certain rituals and with the proper guidance of a guru. Even if he fails in anything, he will not have adequate merit to be able to travel through that nadi, to go through that nadi and to travel through Shukla Gatihi to attain Brahmaloka. All the efforts still can make a person remain samsara for some more time until he becomes perfect in that. So this involves strain. So Saguna Brahma Upasana Dwara, through the practice of Saguna Brahma Upasanam, a person can earn punyam, and then he can go through that specific nadi which goes upwards, and then he can travel through Shukla Gatihi, attain Brahmaloka, attain Krama Muktihi. Otherwise, the moksha here a person can attain is the Saddho Muktihi, for which a person has to, Saddho Mukti, which is Videh Muktihi, in this life itself, one has to have Jivan Mukti, for which he has to go through Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam, and even then, he must be mentally adequately prepared to have the contemplative mental disposition. So mental purification, mental steadiness is very important to be capable of contemplative, to enjoy the benefit of the teaching, the vision which a person has attains through Shravanam and Mananam. Otherwise, there's no other shortcut method of attaining moksha. This is, in order to make it very clear, mantra talks about how Saguna Brahma Upasanam will help a person attain moksha. Now, isn't it third method, third way of attaining moksha? No, nothing. So, Saguna Brahma Upasanam, if a person excels, is successful, becomes successful, then there's possibility of attaining Krama Muktihi. Otherwise, Nirguna Brahma Upasanam alone will help a person have ascertained vision, thereby a person can attain moksha. Without jnanam, moksha is not possible. That fact is again emphasized in this mantra. Of course, the rest when we do the bhashyam, we'll see that. 17th mantra I'm going to do now. Angushthamatra purushantaratma. Angushthamatra. Tamatraf purushantaratma sada jananam hrudaye sannivishtah. I'm giving you enough information now. Once we complete this, and definitely we can, when you go to the bhashyam, you will really have very clear understanding. Angushthamatraf purushantaratma sada jananam hrudaye sannivishtah tam swachharirat pravruhen munjadiveshikam dhairyena tam swachharirat pravruhen munjadiveshikam dhairyena tam vidyachukramamrutam తం విద్యాచుక్రమమృతం తం విద్యాచుక్రమమృతమితి తం విద్యాచుక్రమమృతం తం విద్యాచుక్రమమృతమితి. తం విద్యాచుక్రమమృతం తం విద్యాచుక్రమమృతమితి. The 16th mantra, Lord Yama quickly talked about Kramamuktihi, how a person can go through, take all his sukshma and goes through this nadi, and thereby he, traveling through Shuklagati, he can go to Brahmaloka, attend Kramamuktihi. He very, very quickly he talked about. But anyway, no teacher will really encourage a student to make efforts to attend Kramamuktihi. Because attainment of Kramamuktihi, Muktihi attained later on after going to Brahmaloka is Kramamuktihi. Okay. Muktihi, mokshaha, liberation, discovered later on, after going to Brahmaloka, is Krama Muktihi. But no Vedanta teacher even will really encourage a student to make efforts to attain Krama Muktihi. Whether you become eligible to attain Jivan Mukti or not, whether you attain eligible to attain Sadhyo Mukti or not. But of course, always all the teachers naturally will emphasize only to make efforts for Jivan Mukti. Even if it is not possible in this Janma, when you come back next Janma, definitely attain. You can attain in this Janma, next Janma, some other Janma. At least constant efforts will help a person attain Jivan Mukti, Sadhyo Mukti. When a person is in this world of human beings as a mortal. Therefore, again, Lord Yama wants to emphasize only the Jivan Muktihi, which can be attained here in this world itself, for which one needs to attain Brahma Jnanam, Atma Jnanam. So, Sadhyo Muktihi and Krama Muktihi. This is how one can attain moksha. Either in this world itself, while living this life, immediately after this life, if a person can put an end to this particular life now, here itself, then it is Sadhyo Muktihi. That is for which you need Jnanam. Again, Lord Yama talks about that. How? Let us see here. Angushtamatra purushantaratma. Angushtamatra purushantaratma. Sada jananam hridaye sannivishtaha. Sada jananam hridaye sannivishtaha. Tam swat Chariraat, tam swat chariraat pravruhen, munjadi veshikam dhairyena, tam vidyachukramam rutamiti. Okay, here, purushaha. You see the word purushaha comes, angushtamatraha purushaha. And we know very well, we've been listening and listening and listening for so long. The word purushaha means person. The word purushaha means man. But the word purushaha actually implies Paramatma, Bhagavan, the Lord. Because Paramatma, who is of the nature of consciousness, is all pervasive, remains filling everything. Not only thereby, as Paramatma remains filling everything, pervading everything, Paramatma is there as the innermost essence of every being also. Everything can be reduced to something, and that finally everything can be reduced to what? One thing, and that one thing is Paramatma. The Paramatma alone up the innermost essence of every being. That is why Paramatma is meant by this expression, Purushaha. How many times you have heard? Who can forget this? Even if any of you are going to forget this, then I'll be very, I will, Puja Swami says, I'll go for sannyasa next step. Again, I go for sannyasa. How can you forget this? Sarvam purayati iti purushaha, pure ushati iti purushaha. So sarvam purayati, when you say Paramatma is here pervading, filling everything. Fills everything. So why does Paramatma fill everything? Why does Paramatma pervade everything? That is the nature. Swarupam. Therefore, what happens? Everything, the Paramatma is there as the innermost essence of every being because of all pervasiveness. That is why we say Pure Ushati also. Paramatma is there in every being as innermost essence. That Paramatma, Purushaha, who is it now, is said to be Antaratma. So Purushaha means all pervasive, and the same all pervasive, all filling reality, Bhagavan, is also is there as what? Innermost self, Antaratma. Antaratma, as innermost self. Innermost self means what? You have to arrive at the truth of the I. Because what is beyond everything? Because everything, anything which comes under the category of the known, and the knower is beyond, knower is distinct from, beyond means distinct. Knower is distinct from the known. Therefore, the knower is distinct from the known body. Knower is distinct from the known mind. Knower is distinct from the known physiological functions. Knower is distinct from the known karmendriyani. Knower is distinct from the known jnanendriyani. Knower is distinct from emotions. Knower is distinct from memory. Knower is distinct from intellect, even knowledge. Knower is distinct from knowledge. Knower is distinct from ignorance. And knower of ignorance is distinct from ignorance. Knower of blankness of mind is distinct from distinct. And that knower is I. Knower is distinct beyond everything that comes under the category of the known. And that knower is abstract, formless reality, consciousness. Therefore, it is the truth of I, Swarupam of I. Therefore, Antaratma. Antaratma, innermost self. The all-pervasive reality, all-filling reality, Purusha, is there as Antaratma. Innermost self, Antaratma. And that Antaratma, it's a very funny thing, it's okay. We say all pervasive, but this mantra says Angushtamatraha. Angushtaha means thumb. This is Angushtaha. You know, Angushtaha is a thumb. We used to say, those days when I was very young, we used to make Sanskrit skits. There's one drink in some India called 7-Up. We say Urdhvangushtaha. Urdhvangushtam. We used to sing that those days. All advertisements used to do in Sanskritam. Anyway, what I'm saying, Angushtaha means, Angushtaha is a thumb. And here, Angushta Matraha means what? This all pervasively abstract, the Paramatma, obtaining as the innermost self, is of the size of the thumb. Angushta Matraha. Oh my God, just now we understood Paramatma is formless, Paramatma is formless, Paramatma is formless, formless, formless. Now how can we talk about the size? Is of the size of the thumb, Angushta Matraha. What it means is that Paramatma, even though all pervasive, even though all filling, there's never a time Paramatma is not there. There's not never no place where Paramatma is not there. There's no object which is not filled with Paramatma, that reality. But still, the Paramatma is available for recognition only in your own mind. And that mind, that in the intellect, that antahkaranam, the internal instrument of knowledge, the subtlest instrument of knowledge is indriyam, which is there within the physical heart. Therefore, it is said to be what now? Angushta matraha. Don't think Atma is of the size of a thumb. Okay? The problem. Atma is not of the size of a thumb, but he said to be of the size of the thumb because that Atma is available for recognition in the mind which is within the physical heart. Or Angushta matraha, size of the thumb. Why? Why do you say that? Because Sada Sannivishtaha. Sada Jananam Hridaye Sannivishtaha. This Purushaha, Antaratma Purushaha, Angushta matraha Antaratma Purushaha, the two adjectives for Purusha. Antaratma Purushaha. Atma, all pervasive Atma, obtaining as the innermost self is Antaratma Purushaha. And the Antaratma Purushaha, who is of the size of the thumb, is Angushta Matraha Antaratma Purushaha. Two adjectives here for Purushaha. And that Purusha, Sada Sannivishtaha. Sada Sannivishtaha is ever seated, being available ever for recognition. Always Atma is available for recognition as though being seated there. Of course, Atma is always there. Being seated ever, Atma is ever available for recognition. Sada Sannivishtaha, where Jananam Hridaye, in the heart of the people. So Jananam Hridaye Eva Sannivishtaha. That is why our physical body is like a temple, and our physical heart is like, the physical heart is like the Garbhagriham and then Antakana Sanctum Sanctorum. And where we have the Paramatma, Sada Sannivishtaha, Paramatma is ever installed as it were. Not ever installed as it were, we can say Paramatma is ever available for recognition. Paramatma being seated there, ever available for recognition. Ever available for knowledge, not as an object, but as the very truth of I, the knower. But as the very knower, Paramatma is available for recognition as the knower. Even though Paramatma is not the knower, Paramatma is available for recognition as the knower. Being seated ever in the heart of all the people. So Sada Jananam Hridaye Sannivishtaha Angushta Matraha Antaratma Purushaha Asti Sannivishtaha Asti. So what Upanishad has done now? Please don't waste your time. waiting for experiences, searching for Paramatma, you know, in the external world as an object. Don't search for Paramatma as an object in the external world. And don't search for Paramatma as an object inside also. You look for the knower experiencer. Discover the discoverer. Discover the discoverer. Distinguish the discoverer. Then discover the discoverer. And where the discoverer qualification will resolve. The knower qualification, the knower status, experiencer status will resolve in the truth when you will stumble upon the reality as the knower. They were always available. The secret has been revealed by the Upanishad. Purushaha, angushtamatraha, antaratma purushaha, sada jananam hridaye sannivishtaha. Okay. Then, tam swachariyat. Swachariyat. Pravruhen, if you break it, pravruhet, tam atmanam, swat sharirat pravruhet, swat sharirat pravruhet. Swat, see, swa shariram, swam shariram. What is the fifth case? Swat Sharirat. Swat Sharirat. We want to make a compound word. Swa Sharirat. Swa Sharirat. It's a compound word. If you break it, Swat Sharirat. There's no compound here. Swat Sharirat. Swasya Sharirat. From one's own. From one's own body, swat sharirat pravruhet, pravruhati, pravruhati means what? Pravruhati means prakarshena vruhet. One has to distinguish. Pravruhet means distinguish. Intellectually separate, cognitively discern. Pravruhet means cognitively discern, intellectually separate, thoughtfully distinguish. Pravruhet, so sharirat. It means what? You mistake the body as I. You mistake the physical body, which is an abode of enjoyment, which is an object of knowledge, which is a material product, which is a material tamasic aspect of elements, which is a product of tamasic aspect of elements, which is gross, which is subject to change, subject to fall apart. You mistake this gross physical body for I. Therefore, you should understand, distinguish. Pravruhet, one should distinguish cognitively. So physically, you can't take the knower separate. Physically, you can't separate. So cognitively, this is prakarshena vruhet. Pravruhet, one should intellectually, cognitively, thoughtfully discern, distinguish, separate this knower atma, that angushtamatraha antaratma purusham, tam angushtamatram antaratmanam purusham pravruhet. Tam means what? Whom one should distinguish? whom, kam, tam. Tam means him. So one should distinguish cognitively, discern, separate intellectually that Atma, that all-pervasive reality, all-filling reality, Paramatma, obtaining as the innermost self, who is of the size of a thumb, being available for recognition in the mind, being seated in the heart, being available for recognition in one's own mind, within the heart, that one, okay, he should be, one should discern, distinguish as the knower of the body. Tam pravrihet, from what? From one's own body. When you say body, not only gross body, also from subtle body. Subtle body, which consists of all instruments and functions. The physiological function, instruments of actions, instruments of knowledge, and even inner instrument of knowledge. Pravrihet. How dhairyena, dhairyena, okay, diligently, dhairyena means diligently. The third case is what? Adverb. Diligently, one should cognitively discern that Atma, because when you shift the essence from anatma body, negating the physical body as anatma, as not I, as non-self, oh, I, the knower, am distinct from the non-physical body. When you negate, and already, because subtle, okay, gross body being not available, you don't know, because you don't know, you dissociate yourself from Banatma, but where to associate yourself, you do not know. Then it is very frightening. Something Shastam says that needs, you know, certain maturity. The way he says, diligently, one should cognitively, intellectually separate that Atma as the knower from one's own known body. When we discern also as one's own self. Okay. It is like there's a particular grass called Munja grass. I wish I can show you that. From Munja grass, they always remove the stalk. Can remove the Munja stalk from the Munja grass. That is a physical, removing the, separating the stalk from the Munja grass is a physical. But separating the knower, the all-pervasive Atma as the knower from the known body is cognitive, not physical. So it is said, Ishika Munjat Iva Ishika. Munjat Iva Ishikam. You don't need any courage, don't need any diligence to separate the stalk from the Munja grass. Munjat, Munja, Munjat. So Munja is a name of a particular grass. And for rituals, they separate the stalk of the Munja grass. How they diligently, because very, very tender, very delicate. If you don't carefully remove it, it will break. Therefore, one has to carefully remove the stalk of the stalk from the Munja grass. There you have to be careful not to break it. But still it's a physical, because you can see both, you can separate. Whereas here, very prudently, cognitively, intellectually, you have to subtly, you have to distinguish this, no, Atma as the knower from the known gross physical body. Just as separating the stalk from stalk of the munja grass from it. Munjat ishikam iva. Ishika means stalk. Munjat ishikam iva. Just as separating the stalk of the munja grass from it very carefully. So also one must intellectually separate this all-pervasive Purusha as the knower from the known gross physical body. And after separating, what one should do? Tam vidyat shukram amritam. Tam vidyat shukram amritam. Very nice. And tam vidyat, one should understand. One should know that separated, intellectually, cognitively discerned knower to be knower as the pure immortal reality consciousness implied by the term Atma. Shukram vidyat. One should understand that knower distinguished from the known body to be the pure consciousness Atma. One should know that distinguished knower, discerned knower to be the immortal consciousness implied by the term Atma. Shukram vidyat, amritam vidyat. Shukram atmanam vidyat, amritam atmanam vidyat. See, this mantra actually teaches how to arrive at that Atma, how to arrive at that Brahman. We're repeatedly talking there is absolute reality, no doubt. The reality is Brahma, is always there, time-wise limitless, spatial limitless, object-wise limitless. There's nothing which is as big as the reality Brahma. And that reality has to be discovered. Nothing beyond that reality, Brahma. Reality is beyond everything that has to be discovered. And discovering that Brahman is the highest discovery. That is the culmination of the search on the part of the human mind. Because the discovering which the mind itself will resolve for good. How to discover it? That don't go and search for everywhere. That reality is always seated, being available for recognition in the heart of all the people. So you can discover that reality in your own heart. Where? In your own mind. That is why how it is there? It is there as the innermost self, Antaratma. And because available for this, that time-wise limitless, object-wise limitless, spatial limitless, incomparably big reality, Brahma is said to be of the size of a thumb. No, it's because available for recognition in the physical heart within the mind, it should be of the size of a thumb. And that one should discern that Atma as the knower from one's own known body. Just as one thoughtfully remove the stalk of the munja grass, and having this discerned that no Atma as the knower from the known body, one should know, if you search who that knower is, there's no knower other than abstract formless consciousness. One should know that knower to be the consciousness, pure consciousness implied by the term Atma. One should know that pure consciousness, immortal consciousness, to be the Atma, Purushaha. Tam Shukram Amritam Vidyat. Tam Shukram Amritam Iti Vidyat. There's no immortal reality. There's no pure reality other than consciousness implied by the term Atma, obtaining as the knower, available for recognition as the knower. So how is reality available for recognition? Not as an object, but as the very subject. Then the question comes, is Atma a subject then? No, Atma is neither the subject nor the object. Atma is the only truth of the subject and the object, which is free from subject-object duality, subject-object division. But still, Atma is available for recognition as the truth of the knower. Atma is not the knower, but available for recognition as the knower. That secret is revealed in this 17th mantra. Is it clear? Okay. अंगुष्ठमात्रः पुरुषोऽन्तरात्मा सदा जनानां हृदये सन्निविष्टः. सो एन्नंजिल नींगादान ताळ्वाळ्ग. सेज माणिक्यवाचकर. नेंजिल नींगादान. बट सेज जनानां हृदये सदा सन्निविष्टः. Tam swachareet, swat shareerat. Swachareerat pravruhet. Munjat iva ishikam. Ishikam munjat iva pravruhet. Dhairyena pravruhet. So ishika means talk. And tam Vidyat Shukram Amrutam. Now, don't go, that knower is pure consciousness implied by the term Atma. That knower is immortal consciousness, Atma. Understand that. Okay. So, we'll see the next mantra. So, again, has come back to that same. If you discovered what? The discovery of the knower as immortal, pure consciousness implied by the term Atma is attaining mukti, jivan mukti. Discovering it and claiming, taking ownership of that consciousness implied with the term Purusha or Atma is in fact freedom. Discovery of freedom. Now we'll see the next mantra. Mrityu proktam nachiketo thalabdhvam. Mrityu proktam nachiketo thalabdhvam. Vidyametam yoga vidhim chakritsnam. Vidyametam yoga vidhim cha kritsnam brahma prapto virajobhod vimrutyuhu anyopyevam yo vidadhyatma meva mrutyuproktam nachiketo thalabdhva. Mrityu proktam नचिकेतोऽथ लब्ध्वा विद्यामेतां योगविधिं च कृत्स्नम् विद्यामेतां योगविधिं च कृत्स्नम् ब्रह्मप्राप्तो विरजोभूद्विमृत्युः ब्रह्मप्राप्तो विरजोभूद्विमृत्युः अन्योऽप्येवम् यो विदध्यात्ममेव अन्योऽप्येवम् यो विदध्यात्ममेव अन्योऽप्येवम् यो विदध्यात्ममेव ओके विद 17th मंत्र उपनिषद कंक्लूड्स द टीचिंग विच मीन्स द इंपार्टिंग ऑफ नॉलेज बाय लॉर्ड यमा टू नचिकेतस इज ओवर विद द 17th मंत्र. Lord Yama was the teacher and Nachiketa is a brilliant student, was the disciple, brilliant boy was a disciple. Therefore, Nachiketa definitely must have attained Jnanam. He must have enjoyed the benefit of that Jnanam. So, what happened for Nachiketa as a result of listening to the teaching of Lord Yama? What happened for Nachiketas? Nachiketas attained Jnanam. Nachiketas attained Moksha. That is the benefit of the teaching that enjoyed by Nachiketas is discussed in this 18th mantra. See, Nachiketaha atha Brahma praptaha virajaha abhut. You can say abhut. Abhut means abhavat. Nachiketaha abhavat. Nachiketaha abhut. Means what? Nachiketa became. Nachiketa became what? Nachiketaha abhut. Nachiketaha kim abhut? Kaha abhut? What? He became what? What happened for him? Nachiketaha abhut abhavat abhut vimrutyuhu abhut vimrutyuhu abhut. Nachiketa became free from the bondage of death. Vimrutyuhu, absolutely deathless. Vimrutyuhu. Nachiketa became free from death. Virajaha abhut. Nachiketa became free from all impurities and blemishes. Nachiketa became virajaha. Nachiketa became vimrutyuhu. Virajaha vimrutyuhu. Virajaha means Nachiketa became free from all impurities, means all sins, all punya papams, became free from sanchita karma, agami karma. And he was a 9-year-old child, having heard, he became free from all the karmas, sanchita karma, agami karma. Therefore, he became free from all karmas, all impurities, all sins. Therefore, what? Nothing to be exhausted for him. Therefore, vimrutyuhu abhut. He attained Jivan Mukti, vimrutyuhu abhut. He became free from mortality. He attained mortality. He became free from the bondage of death. Vimrutyuhu abhut. He became immortal. Okay, how Brahma praptaha? How did he become? One cannot become pure, one cannot become immortal. One has to claim purity, one has to take ownership of immortality as one's own nature, for which one must only discover the truth obtaining as one's own self. Discovering the truth Brahman obtaining as one's own self is what Brahma Praptihi, attainment of Brahman. So Brahma Praptaha, as the one who has discovered Brahman as one's own self, Brahma Praptaha. So Nachiketa first became the one who has discovered Brahman as one's own self, thereby claiming, take ownership of purity and immortality as one's own nature, he became free from impurities. He became free from all punya papams. He became free from anjitagami karmas. Thereby, he became free from bondage of death. He became immortal. Brahma praptaha, nachiketaha, brahma praptaha, vrajaha bhut, vimrutyuhu abhut. How did he attain Brahman? How did he discover Brahman? It is said, mrityu proktam vidyam etam labdhva. Having attained the knowledge unfolded by Lord Yama, taught by Lord Yama, mrityu proktam etam vidyam labdhva. 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 Etam vidyam labdhva. Having attained this precious knowledge, absolute wisdom taught by Lord Yama. Not only that, yoga vidhimcha kritsnam, also having attained the entirety of the yoga vidhi. Yoga vidhi means the method, entirety, all yoga vidhi means the method of yoga. Method of yoga means what? The method of the meditation, contemplation. A method of attaining knowledge. Yoga vidhim cha vidyam cha krishnam labdhva. Having attained the method of knowledge, having attained the method of discovering one's own self being non-separate from Paramatma, having attained that knowledge in its entirety, as the one who has attained Brahman, Nachiketaha became free from impurities. Nachiketaha became immortal. So again he says, you attain jnanam, attain the method of, understood the method of arriving at the truth. Thereby he had arrived at the truth. Thereby he became free from, he became pure, he became immortal. Therefore what? Anyaha api evam yaha adhyatmam anyaha api evam yaha evam vit anyaha api yaha adhyatmam evam vit means what? Another person also. Another person, not only Nachiketas, another person also, whoever knows, whoever attains the teaching in this manner, evam vidhi, whoever. So this is not specifically for one person. This is a public, okay? This is unlimited. It's not whoever makes efforts, whoever becomes committed to the pursuit of this knowledge, whoever attains this knowledge pertaining to the self, adhyatmam, and whoever has this knowledge in this manner, adhyatmam yaha hu anyaha yaha evam vit, evam vit adhyatmam. So what now? That person also will become what? Pure and immortal. That's implied. That's not mentioned here. Whoever, ya anyaha, other person, anyone, whoever makes efforts, whoever attains this self-knowledge, knowledge pertaining to the self, in this manner, that person also definitely will become pure, will become immortal, will attain Jivan Mukti, will attain Videh Mukti. There is no doubt. This is what Upanishad promises in this mantra. The last line is a statement of promise. It is possible for Nachiketas, means it is possible for any human being, if a person becomes committed to the pursuit of knowledge, if a person makes appropriate efforts, if a person attains, understands the method of arriving at the fact of one's own self being non-separated from the Paramatma, if a person attains the knowledge in this manner means what? In this manner, searching for the Atma, the help of the teacher, as the subject, not as an object, in one's own mind, one can arrive at the truth as one's own self. Then that person also, of course, will enjoy the same benefit, that he will become pure, and he will become pure means what? Becoming pure means becoming free from the hold of all disturbing, agitating emotions, becoming free from all punya papams, becoming free from sanchita agami karmas, and becoming free from the hold of bondage of death, which is becoming immortal. So, promising mantra. Okay. So, next class onwards, we will be doing only the, of course, we'll be doing the mantras with the Bhashyam elaborately, which the class itself should become contemplation for all of you. The class should become contemplation from next class. Okay, this is over. The teaching is over. But still, how the text is concluded, three times Shantihi should be said. For what? Let us also conclude our today's class saying three times Shantihi. There's a beautiful statement. Sarva dosha upashamanartham trir vachanam shantihi 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 iti. Shanti shanti shantiriti trir vachanam trir vachanam. Sarva doshopashamanartham ityom iti. Shantihi 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 iti trivachanam. Trivachanam means repetition of this word shantihi three times, or repeated utterance of this word three times, is for the purpose of removing all obstacles. Sarva doshaha. What is doshaha? Defect. What is a defect? Defect is in the form of an obstacle. Sarva dosha upashamanartham. All the pratibandhas, all the obstacles arising from three different sources. Obstacles are countless number of obstacles. So many obstacles, different types of obstacles. But obstacles, the sources of obstacles are only three. Therefore, sarva dosha upashamanartham trirvachanam, the repeated utterance of this term, word shantihi, as shanti, shanti, shantihi, is for the purpose of removing all obstacles arising from three different sources. One's own self, all others other than one's own self, and the natural crises, calamities. In terms of adhyatmika tapaha, adhi bhautika tapaha, adhi daivika tapaha. So, sarvadosha upashamanartham means tapatraya nivaranartham. Let us say shantihi and we'll stop today's class and we will continue next class onwards. We will be doing the mantras with the bhashyam. First, we have yet to complete our upodghata bhashyam, introductory bhashyam, which you will start from the next class. It's all right. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. You know, this many things have not been elaborately discussed in all these classes. Very quickly, we just read only the mantras and we broke the mantra, the words of the mantras, and we understood the literal meaning with some understanding. But now, when we are going to redo the text from the beginning, even people who have missed all these days, still you can benefit, because we are going to restart the whole text from the beginning, from the scratch. So that with the proper elaborate unfoldment of the Shankaracharya's commentary, it will definitely bring much clearer, enhanced, clear vision. Any questions? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.